With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Faithfulness in difficult places often looks like, as one writer has said, a long obedience in the same direction. That phrase best sums up missionary Kate Bennett's ministry to the marginalized in one of America's most challenging cities. Bennett, a missionary with the North American Mission Board, has served through the Baptist Friendship House for more than 30 years. She works among those society routinely overlooks, believing that the gospel message can transform any person's life. Through their ministry in New Orleans, the Baptist Friendship House gives out food, clothing, and hygiene kits in backpacks that helps meet the needs of those in the community. Bennett first met a young woman named Yvonne Shod in 2006. She visited the Friendship House when they were handing out food. For 10 years, Shod would attend a Bible study while continuing to struggle with alcoholism and living on the streets of New Orleans. That's before things began to change. The overwhelming love Shod experienced from Bennett and others at the Baptist Friendship House played a huge role in the transformation that led her to turn from her past and trust in Jesus Christ. Now she's been sober for several years and regularly comes to the Friendship House to serve and minister to the homeless. With the help of Bennett and her staff, Shod completed her GED and is now working. You can read the full story at baptistpress.com.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
As March Madness bounces into action, the National Christian College Athletic Association's Southwest Region has announced its selection for the 2022-23 Men's Basketball Honors. Among the recipients are Spurgeon College coach Billy Livesey, who was named Coach of the Year. Two of their players also received national honors. Livesey, who completed his first year as head coach at Spurgeon College, led the men's basketball team in a historic season. Spurgeon College President Jason Allen says he's happy to see Livesey receive the recognition he's due. Before joining Spurgeon College as head coach, Livesey spent 7 years in college athletics and has been a part of 6 conference championships and 4 NCAA tournament appearances. You can read the full story at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for one of our brand new newsletters. You can find it at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.